Well, good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Last week, I mentioned a woman who was a former parishioner who complained that Father Smith and I did not preach about politics. And incidentally, even though I did preach about politics last week, I don't think I'm responsible for the results of the election. At any rate, the woman had a few other complaints, and among them she said that she did not like that long Eucharistic prayer with all the names in it. Well, she was referring to the first Eucharistic prayer, or the Roman Canon, which I always use unless I'm ill or something. And there are a number of reasons for that. It's the oldest canon, or Eucharistic prayer. It is the traditional usage of the Western Church. It has elevated and beautiful language, and it has a rich and complex theology. And it also, as our former parishioner mentioned, contains two lists of saints, some of whom are well known, but others are more obscure. And so I thought it might be helpful to give some explanation about the saints who are mentioned in the Roman canon. First, there are 41 saints mentioned in all, and they are divided into two lists, which follow the two times we pause in the Roman canon to pray privately, once for the living and once for the dead. Second, it's important to note that, except for Our Lady and Saint Joseph, all the saints mentioned are martyrs. This is because the Mass is a memorial and a representation of the sacrifice which our Lord Jesus Christ made upon the cross. The martyrs made that same sacrifice of their own lives for the love of Christ and for the truth of the Catholic faith. And so it is deeply appropriate that we join our sacrifice and offer our prayers in union with them. The first list includes the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, Saints Peter and Paul, the patrons of the Church of Rome, and the other original apostles, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James the Less, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, or Thaddeus, as he's also called. It also includes the first three popes after St. Peter, St. Linus, St. Cletus, and St. Clement, and two other prominent popes, St. Sixtus, who reigned from 115 to 124, and his name, incidentally, does not come from the number six, but from a Greek word which means purified. The other pope mentioned is St. Cornelius, who was martyred in 252. And he shares a feast day, September 16th, with the next saint mentioned, St. Cyprian, the Bishop of Carthage in North Africa, who was martyred on the same day, September 16th, but in the year 258. The list goes on to mention St. Lawrence, the famous deacon of the Church of Rome and the patron saint of chefs, who was also martyred in the year 258. St. Chrysogonus was a noble Roman who was martyred at Aquileia in the persecution of Diocletian in 304. And Saints John and Paul were two brothers. They were servants of Constantia, the daughter of the Emperor Constantine, but they refused to enter into the service of Julian the Apostate because he was not a Christian, and so they were beheaded in the year 362. And Saints Cosmas and Damian were also two brothers. They were born in Syria and became prominent physicians who were devoted to the care of the poor. And they were also martyred in the 4th century under the Emperor Diocletian. And that completes the first list. The second list begins with St. John the Baptist and includes seven men and seven women. St. Stephen, of course, was a deacon and the first Christian martyr, and his story is told in the Acts of the Apostles. In the Acts of the Apostles, we also hear about St. Matthias, who was chosen to be an apostle to replace Judas Iscariot, and St. Barnabas, who was a native of Cyprus and was a companion of St. Paul on his early journeys. St. Ignatius was the bishop of Antioch, who wrote several important letters to various churches, and he was martyred in Rome by being thrown to the lions in the Colosseum in the year 107. St. Alexander was the sixth pope who reigned from 106 to 115, and St. Marcellinus was a priest of the Diocese of Rome, and St. Peter was an exorcist in Rome, and they were martyred together in the persecution of Diocletian in the year 304. And then finally, there are the seven women martyrs. St. Felicity was a wealthy Roman matron. She had 7 sons who were all martyred, and then finally she herself was martyred in the year 165. St. Perpetua was a noble woman of Alexandria, and soon after giving birth to her son, she was martyred in the year 202. St. Agatha was a native of Catania in Sicily. She refused to marry a wealthy pagan who betrayed her to the authorities, and she died in the persecution of Decian in 253. And St. Lucy, well-known saint, was also from Sicily, from the city of Syracuse, and she was executed in 303 and is the patron saint of those suffering from eye diseases. St. Agnes, another famous saint, was from a wealthy Christian family in Rome, and she was martyred under Diocletian when she was only 13 years old. And St. Cecilia was also from a wealthy Roman family. She converted her husband and brother-in-law and was martyred in the year 230. And it's said she was actually martyred by being placed in a bath, and the steam was supposed to suffocate her, but she was heard to be singing, and so she's the patron saint of music. And last of all, Saint Anastasia, who was again from a prominent Roman family and was martyred on Christmas Day in the year 304, and therefore she is commemorated in the second mass on Christmas. Well, you can see that these saints are not just names in a list. They each have a unique and beautiful story, and they can be powerful inspirations in our lives and intercessors for us in heaven. As we remember the sacrifice our Lord Jesus Christ made for us and for the salvation of the whole world, let us unite our prayers and our hearts with those saints who shed their blood in witness to that sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.